Hundreds of Baltimore students left class and walked to City Hall today to demand action to curb climate change. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports middle, high, and college students joined in the international protest.
Students from schools across the city marched their way to the Inner Harbor. En route, they decried capitalism and corporations broadly, and more specifically, the fossil fuel industry. The protests are part of the Global Climate Strike, a youth-led mobilization ahead of an emergency United Nations climate summit. Today, there were rallies in more than 150 countries and more than 800 marches in the U.S. From the Inner Harbor, students marched to the steps of City Hall. Kids as young as 11 lined up for an open mic and discussed everything from rising oceans to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. The most constant theme was a lack of action by previous generations. Sophia, who did not give her last name, is in the eighth grade at the Park School. Vivi Atonye is a junior at the Park School. She rejected the idea pushed by many in older generations that millennials and members of Generation Z are narcissistic.
This is not about me, and it's not about you. This is about the earth that we have failed time and time again to protect, to respect, and to love. Okay?
Adults were there too. Joshua Harris, a former Green Party candidate for mayor in the House of Delegates, praised the youth-led rally. He said, climate change is an issue just as relevant to Baltimore as crime or poverty.
Well, we have a tremendous issue with crime and violence in our city where we deal with police corruption. And sometimes when you live in a community where you have to worry about how you're going to feed your brother and sister, you may not have time to think about what the earth's temperature is. But climate change is something that impacts every single one of us.
Annie, a student at Baltimore City College, took the mic after Harris to address the young and diverse crowd.
So I'm really glad everyone is out here for climate change, but we also have to remember that environmental racism is so present today. And that climate change affects mostly people of color.
She's referring to studies that show that communities of color are more likely to live near facilities that emit toxic chemicals and are less likely to receive immediate disaster aid than white communities.
So, that being said, I will see you nice white ladies at the next Black Lives Matter protest.
Many who spoke referred to Greta Thunberg, the Swedish 16-year-old climate change activist. Thunberg has met with world leaders to raise awareness about climate change and advocate for immediate action. Students said seeing someone else who was so young and so passionate showed them that they too could step up to the mic. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.